Welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stupp from Rethinking Cities in London. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. In this episode, recorded during the Sideways 2012 Walking and Art Festival in Flanders in Belgium, I talk to Reg Caramans, a landscape painter who makes his work through walking or rubbing up against the environment in which he is situated. He was the only Belgian artist to complete the 375-kilometre Sideways 2012 festival route. He wore canvas on the soles of his specially adapted walking boots to gather multiple impressions for a series of landscape paintings displayed en route.
So just explain what you're actually doing at the moment.
I'm currently reloading my shoes. I put canvas under them, and I make drawings of the path by walking it. And the path will leave traces on the canvas on my shoes.
Now, I'm watching you. You actually have two pairs of shoes. Is this for comfort rather than, or just that you have one pair of shoes ready for action?
Exactly. I have one ready in the morning, and I start with one pair. And then en route, I can just change really fast. But right now, I'm charging both pairs again.
Now tell me, you've adapted your shoes in such a way that you can strap the canvas around the shoe, and so you have some... Have you stitched some fittings into the side of the shoe here, or are they specific shoes for something else and you've just adapted them?
No, they're specially made for this project, actually. So I have rubber straps made of the inside of a motorcycle tire. Actually, they don't make them like that anymore. Tires now are different and they don't have this kind of rubber anymore. So I got specially made straps, and they are attached to the shoe by a leather strap sewn to the shoe. I've got two pair, my old pair and my new pair, and they have different soles, different drawings in the soles. So I'm kind of...
Different impressions.
Exactly.
So there's going to be a different impression on the canvas, or are you...
It will be. I also have some kind of padding to minimalize it, because... I've got an old pair and a new pair, and the new pair is...
And you're not after the impression on the shoe, you're after what you pick up on the ground.
Exactly. The canvas will also rip faster with a new sole on the shoe.
And we've walked about 3 kilometres today?
I think it must be 6 already. We're halfway almost.
Oh, okay. And so how long does the canvas last?
Depending on the underground, if it's gravel, it won't last longer than 15 minutes sometimes. But if it's grass, I can walk for a couple of hours, actually. There's also the factor where I choose to change, even though the canvas is not broken or ripped. And that's what happened now, actually. There was a moist patch just before here, and I liked what I saw on my soles. So I'm taking them off right now, actually.
Okay, and so what you do is, once you've taken them off, you mark on the back so you know
exactly
where you took them off.
Yeah.
You mark... Before you set off, where you start from or not?
How's it? Well, we get daily maps, and I do make notes where I switch canvas or change canvas, but I'm not sure if I need the data. It's right. Just hard to get the data once the walk's over.
And how many canvases do you get through a day?
Well, yesterday was a long day. It was 30K, and I made 7 drawings. So that's 14 pieces of canvas, one for the left foot, one for the right foot. But I have a maximum of 9 a day, because I started with a roll of canvas, which I cut up, and that's the amount of canvas that I have.
Okay, now this is a very disciplined type of making of art. Is this your normal artwork, or is this exceptional just for the Sideways project?
Well, I have been making art in the landscape, and I started, like, the initial impulse was the fact that a picture was not really transmitting what I felt when I looked into the landscape, or when I experienced the landscape. That started in Iceland, actually, and the sublimity of the landscape there, I just didn't find it back in my pictures, so I was looking for a more tactile way to interact with the landscape. So I rubbed my sketchbook that I brought against the different places that I visited, and this is kind of the next step.
Literally?
Yeah. So now I'm kind of using canvas under my shoes. And now, I can draw as I go along, really.
Now, on the Sideways Festival, you're actually one of the homegrown artist. You're
exactly.
actually from Belgium.
Yeah.
And the route almost passes through your hometown.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't know the route they've planned, but I might make an alternative route, make it a bit more personal there.
What do you think about the Sideways project already? This is our third day of walking.
Yeah, and it strikes me, it's very interesting, and it's got a lot of interesting artists from abroad coming to Belgium to do this. And I'm the only Belgian artist doing the whole 4 weeks, and I don't know why no other Belgian artist does this. And maybe it's not exotic enough, but we've already passed places that I've never heard of, and it's more beautiful than you think, really. So I'm enjoying it, and the weather's nice, the food's nice, and yeah.
At the moment you're camping out, aren't you?
Where I can, yeah. But the dormitories are a bit warm sometimes, so yeah. I tend to prefer a tent.
So how do you imagine that you'll be exhibiting your work, or do you have to have no plans to exhibit the work?
Well, yeah, the walking itself, the activity, is an essential part of this work. But basically I'm making a drawing, so it can be shown in a gallery or whatever. But every week I'll make a small patchwork of the canvases of that week, and we'll show it on the weekend locations of the festival. At the end of the festival, I'll make a composite patchwork of the four weeks. And it will be shown on the last weekend and a symposium. After that, I have no idea.
And do you envisage that you'll do it as like a linear narrative, literally, to follow the route that you took? Or will you perhaps
mix it up?
Yeah, mix it up and make it something very different? Or
yeah, I tend to prefer the linear thing, because it is a path, and I want to show people that I walked it from the beginning to the end. And the image they have to go home with, I would like it to be kind of a pixelated blur of grey and green, and maybe some certain kind of brown, and let them go home with the purity of the concept. Yeah. Okay, he walked that path. They don't have to know about all the practical stuff.
You walk the path, and you've left your own trail, but in fact you've picked up a trail too. So you've actually lifted a trail from the route that you walked.
Yeah, but I don't feel like, because it's canvas maybe, that I'm transporting anything. And I'm currently playing with the idea for a next walk where I use Velcro instead of canvas, turning me into some kind of insects, transporting stuff as I walk. But I wanted to do this first so people can actually follow my reasoning and the steps that I take.
You know, this is a long durational walk. Is this something new to you, or have you done lots of long walks and long treks? Are you a trekker, a rambler, or a short walker?
I'm not Richard Long going alone on walks for months or whatever. But I do. I have been repairing trails in Iceland in the national parks for a couple of years already, 5 years. So I have some kind of affinity with paths and walking, and on a personal level, I have family with English disease, rachitis. So I think I have an appreciation of the ability of walking that others maybe don't have. For me, doing this project is kind of a celebration that I'm actually physically able to walk. I don't look for the extremes. And actually, it's really hard because I'm really influenced by Richard Long and those walking artists, but you can't go one up. They've done the extremes. I mean, how can I keep on walking and be relevant to walking artists without trying to copy them? It's kind of finding my niche as well. And that's why I like to focus on the drawing as well. There is always this material residue of the walk. At this point, that's still important for me. Whereas with Richard Long, for example, it's the walking itself, the walk itself, which is the essence.
So you see yourself not as a landscape artist, or you do see yourself as a landscape? I mean, how would you, if we had to categorise you, which is probably unfair because you don't want to be categorised, but if we did have to categorise you, which category would we put you in?
If I take into consideration the other work I make, I would be a drawer or a painter.
Okay, well, let's get on to the other work. What is the other work?
I paint and I draw, and I kind of currently divide my, how should I say this? Okay, yeah, you've got human geography and physical geography, and this would be physical geography. My painting would be the human side of geography and more narrative in it. I usually take one narrative element, like nemesis, protagonist, setting, plot point, or whatever, and I just look for it in daily life. For example, my last series of paintings was about a TV chef, and I just used his expressions and his TV show as a source material for painting research, really. Because I always feel like I have to make one more painting because the last one wasn't perfect. And there's always something I want to try out. And that way it's a linear path as well, the painting. It's like a stream of paintings. But I hope those two domains, physical and human geography, so to speak, that they will come together in a way. Maybe they are connected in a way that I'm not aware of yet.
And how long have you been a full-time artist? Or maybe you're not a full-time artist, but yeah. It's even more, apart from trail repairing.
Yeah, I can't live off my art right now, so I'm part-time Dutch teacher and trail repairman, but that's a voluntary job.
But that sounds very fulfilling too in itself.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be a full-time artist, maybe. But I mean, I'm a full-time artist during this project. After this project, I go back to the teaching job. And prepare for the next project where I will have to be a full-time artist. I think it's project-based, really, a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, the other question that I always ask my interviewees this, and I haven't really given you any time to prepare it, so take your time, is I ask people who I interview to recommend a couple of walks. So can you think of a couple of walks that you could recommend?
Yeah, well, I would recommend a lot of walks in Iceland because I've been there quite a few times.
That sounds really fascinating too. So perhaps just explain a little bit about the Icelandic trail.
What we do there as volunteers is make stone steps, wooden steps, drainage. And what I like is the walks that in the Westfjords are some nice walks. Only 3% of tourists make it there. So you're bound to not see a lot of people. And I like those walks and just being there.
I mean, does walking come naturally to Icelandics? I mean, is that what Icelandics have to do anyway?
I think a lot of Icelanders would take a car just to for 10 meters or something. They love their cars. And I can imagine in winter you'd rather take a car than walk, but in summer it's a really nice hiking weather.
At such a high latitude, they must have almost perpetual sunshine.
Exactly. I was there the last 3 months.
Oh, sorry, perpetual daylight, perhaps.
but this year I was there, like the last 2 months I was there, we had only 3 days of rain and the rest was just sunshine all the time.
And what about recommending a walk local to Belgium?
Yes, I grew up in the mining area of Belgium, of Flanders actually, and you have these slag heaps that are the biggest souvenir, maybe it's a good word, of that era, and they've been turned into kind of nature parks. And I would recommend, if you're interested in slag heaps, to go up all the slag heaps in Limburg. That's quite nice. I must admit I haven't done them all myself, but I live in Brussels, but every time I go back I go up my hometown slag heap once, just to go. So it's only half an hour walk up and down. And
these are overgrown. They're not.
They're
dust.
Green.
You're not actually sort of clambering up like volcanic ash,
no.
Which is slipping beneath you. It's
nope.
Solid ground. Now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They've been putting plants on it just to prevent erosion.
Yeah.
And grazing sheep now. They're trying to save it. Yeah.
Mentioned about who's influenced your work already. You said Richard Long.
Richard Long, Francis Ellis. He brings in another factor into walking, political factor. And I'm exploring that in other work, in some performances I've done, which are not related to the festival now, really. But I'm trying to. Well, I've only been into walking as a means of making art for a year now, and I'm also experimenting with a GPS tracker, walking zeros and ones in the landscape. And when you download the data, you can kind of make binary texts in little videos, and I'm kind of exploring that area.
You don't want to give away too many secrets of this.
I think I've actually. Made it as clear as I can. I try to make concepts kind of simple and direct, and the impracticalities makes it interesting it's interesting to see how a concept can be very simple, like okay, I'm gonna make a drawing of the path, and then the practical execution of it, like making shoes, doing tests with canvas. I like that too, but I also like the fact that people don't have to, that they can take the pure concept. They can take the clean thing and forget about the impracticalities. And yeah, that's for me to do. That's nice.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities in London. In this episode, you've heard from Reg Caramans. If you have any views on this interview or any walking issues, we would love to hear from you. Just follow the links on the Talking Walking website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes of Talking Walking. Written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited, our artwork is designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music is composed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.